Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And let's go back to Punchestown now. And Darren Frehill, morning to you again, Darren.
Good morning, Rachel. Day one of the Punchestown Festival, and I'm live here this morning in the parade ring at the heart of this County Kildare venue. Today's action begins at 2:30. Lots of big races throughout the week, but the champion hurdle is the feature one today. That's at 5:25. Live coverage of all the racing, RT2 from 3:30 this afternoon. I am joined by Richie Galway, racing manager here, and Áine O'Connor, amateur jockey. Richie, can we start with you first, because weather is always a topical issue around here. Heavy rain forecast for today. Is that a difficult one for you today?
It's not really, Darren. I think we had most of the rain through overnight. We had 10 mils since yesterday morning. It's put the ground in beautiful condition, good yielding in places, which is ideal really to start on. And I think it's going to improve through the day. So today and tomorrow are to be relatively dry days when we get racing, and maybe a little change towards the weekend. But we're set fair. Really thrilled with where the track is and looking forward to the first race at 2:30 today.
So many great races to look forward to. And what about the fields here, Richie? How good are they?
Yeah, really. You know, it's an end of season championship decider. It's a huge week for the National Hunt Games, huge week for us. Really thrilled with the entries we have and declarations through the week. 137 runners today. The feature today, the William Hill Champion Chase, has the first and second home from Cheltenham. The 2 mile novice hurdle, KPMG novice hurdle, has the first four home from Cheltenham. The Gold Cup tomorrow is a race for the ages. We have a 2-time Gold Cup winner, very special horse, Galloping Deschamps. We have Hewick, who's a King George winner, Cork Rambler won a national, and Fast Slow, who's won a Durkin and last year's Punchestown Gold Cup here. So really, really delighted with the level of quality and the depth throughout the races, and a huge English influx that you've seen walking in and out past you. We've about 40 UK runners through the week, so really, really delighted with that. It's going to be excellent racing all week.
Well, Áine O'Connor is here with us also. Áine, I know you have a busy week as well, amateur jockey, but maybe tell us how busy it's going to be for you, first of all.
Yeah, busy enough. I have a nice ride tomorrow in the Mare's Grade 3 bumper, which will be a big race for me, so something I'm really looking forward to. A mare that I won on in Fairy House, she won a list of bumper there at the Easter Festival. So I'm probably the only woman in Naas praying for rain tomorrow.
I think you're getting your wish. You're dancing away to that rain dance.
Yeah, dancing away. My mother, she has a child of Prague in the hot press, so we're praying for the rain. So yeah, it's coming, I think. I'm really looking forward to it. It's a great week for amateurs. There's so many races. I think over a quarter of the races on the card are for amateurs, and every race is open to an amateur to ride in, so we have probably more opportunity than anyone, so it's a great week for us.
And what is it about this place that's so special for you? I think you might have had your first winner here, did you?
Laid up my first winner here when I was 14 or 13 or something. I wasn't even allowed into the stable yard. I had to take it from the parade ring, a horse called Double Kudos for Seamus Bradish. So it's a very special place. Even when you walk in here this morning without the crowds, it's still, the place looks fantastic. Punchestown have done an amazing job. So it's a fantastic week for anyone to come out and enjoy themselves.
And the place is a hive of activity here. I know racing doesn't start till later on, but is it always this busy?
Yeah, there's plenty of horses around here. As Richie said, lots of English runners this week. They're all here enjoying it. So it's, fantastic week to be here.
You have had winners here, but not at the festival. Are you going to get your first one this week?
Oh, hopefully. We'll be dancing and praying. Please God. Look, I think she has a chance. So, yeah, fingers crossed.
And talk to me about the jockey's title, because that's the big one, isn't it, this week? Two lads going head for head and very little between them.
Yeah, I think there's seven between Jack and Paul at the moment. We'll be wishing them both the very best, but I think plenty of us are behind Jack. He hasn't done it before, so he has a lot to make up with. Or Paul has quite a lot to make up with him with seven, but Willie does tend to dominate the Punchestown Festival. So, but look, they're both great people and we wish them both the very best.
And knowing Paul, and he's not going to be just handing it over like that. But Jack's story, a remarkable comeback, isn't it?
Yeah, amazing. Jack's had lots of injuries, and look, they're both brilliant jockeys. They both deserve to be fighting it out. So, it'll be a fun week to watch.
Well, thank you, Áine, and good luck this week. We hope you get that winner at the festival. Before we go, Richie, this place, the work that goes on, it is looking absolutely terrific. And I read somewhere during the week there's 20 miles of track or thereabouts to maintain year in, year out. What is the secret behind your success, do you think, and keeping everything on the go?
Punchestown has been here 200 years, Darren. It's a special place, and it's not by accident. There's a huge festival here at the end of April. The place really blossoms. But obviously a huge amount of work by a huge amount of people, and we're all very proud of it and really enjoy this week once we get up and running. You know, we finish on Saturday with our family day. It'll have over 30,000 people here with all the local schools entering into art competitions, and we'll crown the champions. Gives us a chance to celebrate a golden era in jumps racing and crown Willie's amazing achievement this year to win both the Irish and the UK championship in one season. Hasn't been done since Vincent O'Brien did it 50 years ago. So it's a really special week for us, and we're really looking forward to getting started.
Aren't we all? Richie and Anya, thanks for joining us here on Morning Ireland. Before I go, just the headlines, and it's been an incredibly busy 24 hours in the world of sport. One game in the Airtricity League Premier Division last night. Shamrock Rovers beat Drogheda United 4-0. The Champions League semi-finals underway tonight. The first leg between Bayern Munich and Real Madrid takes centre stage on RT2 at 8. Leicester won the championship title last night, 3-0 winners away to Preston. Meath have beaten Louth in the Airgrid Leinster football final. First win at the under 21 age grade for the Royals in 23 years. Limerick GAA has confirmed that Peter Casey has broken his ankle. He'll have surgery in the coming days. The former world champion Amy Broadhurst has been called up for Great Britain for next month's Olympic qualifier in Thailand. Broadhurst has switched her international allegiance when she was told she wouldn't be selected for the Irish team back in March. Mark Allen surprisingly has crashed out of the World Snooker Championship, beaten by John Higgins. An amazing comeback there last night by John Higgins. Ronnie O'Sullivan beat Ryan Day to progress to the last eight. And finally, the Irish women's cricket team beat Zimbabwe by 56 runs in their T20 World Cup qualifier. That's all your sport for now. Remember, live racing here from Punchestown on RT2 from 3:30 this afternoon.